Unit 36B, Activity 2.
Wow, this is a really cool sound studio. This mixing desk looks imposing.
Yes, but it isn't as complicated as you might think. It is just the number of channels that makes the console look so complicated.
You mean the inputs?
Yes, each signal that is put into the mixer has its own channel. Each channel has the same set of controls.
One for each microphone or music instrument.
Right. Here at the rear, each channel has an XLR socket. Most consoles have quarter-inch jack sockets as well.
And what about these sockets here?
The RCA socket is used to connect the input and output of recording devices. And you could plug in your CD player.
But what about the knobs on top?
On the top, there is the pre-amplifier section with several rotary knobs to boost the low-level signals of microphones.
And below the pre-amplifier section?
That's the equalizer section, where each channel can be modified.
The frequencies, you mean?
Yes. Bass, mid-range, and treble frequencies can be raised or lowered.
But what about the knobs below?
This is the auxiliary section. Here, the signal of each channel can be sent to effect devices or to loudspeakers placed on stage.
And these sliding controls here at the bottom?
Each channel on a mixer has a fader controlled by a sliding control. The fader adjusts the level in the final mix, which is sent to the amplifier.
I see. Do you happen to know if a famous band or musician has recorded something here?
Actually, 2 weeks ago we had...